The Star of Bethlehem could not possibly be an astronomical event. That would be a conjunction of planets, a supernova, or a meteorite, or anything in space. Stars, planets, and everything but meteorites move in the same direction the sun and the moon move in. They go from east to west. The Star of Bethlehem went from north to south. It moved at walking speed, and then when it got to Bethlehem, it stopped over the single house in a little community of houses where Jesus was, the very house where Jesus was. So what is it that can go from north to south at walking speed, and then it can stop and hover over a house, and whatever's controlling this has the intelligence of which direction to go, how fast to go, and where to stop? And the confusion comes from the wise men's noun that they called that the Star of Bethlehem. They called it the star which they saw in the east. In this sentence, and this is Matthew chapter 2, verse 9, this is actually a noun describing the star when they saw it in the east before they even came to Jerusalem. And the order of things that happened is before Matthew 2, verse 1 even starts, they see this unusual star. Somehow they link it up to it has something to do with Jesus' birth. Then, in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, so they're already in Jerusalem. Then, in Matthew chapter 2 or 3, all the way to verse 8, they're looking around Jerusalem to find where Jesus is at. Finally, they go into the king's palace, and the king asked his wise men of the scriptures that's in the king's palace where Jesus was supposed to be born. They tell them Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been told of old from everlasting. In particular, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 17 to 19. Then, this is where they actually follow the star. After they've talking to the king's wise men, they find out it's in to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And then Matthew chapter 2, verse 9. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. So here they've been following a star that's high up in the air. And like, it has to be a star that's low enough to the ground that they can follow it. A real star, you can't tell which city it's over, much less you follow it at the north latitude of Israel, it would be moving at 15 miles per minute if you were to follow an east to west moving star. So once this star got to the highest, it lowered itself, so it was right, I guess, right above the highest. That's why they were so excited about it. Verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him, and then gave him gifts of frankincense and myrrh, etc. And I think that's where the idea of giving gifts at Christmas time come from. If you look at my webpage, there's other UFO sightings that are related to the star Bethlehem, because from the star Bethlehem, you can't really tell that it's like a vehicle with aliens to us sitting in it. But I've put them on my Star Bethlehem webpage. In particular, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I, Isaiah, saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. So what this means, he's sitting on a chair, high off the ground. And I looked up train in the Bible, and it was meant a caravan or something straight. So this here would be the beam of light filled the temple. And if you look at my, in section 4, at chapter 2, his chariots, these are the UFO sightings in the Bible put in outline form. Put them all together, there's different categories of UFO sightings in the Bible, and I put them all together so that you can understand it better. And that's just one of several of a couple UFO sightings on my Star Bethlehem page. Also connected to Jesus' birth, it talks about the beam of light itself. It talks about the beam of light 55 times in the Bible. It talks about UFO sightings in the Bible 8 times. 6 times the vehicles are off the ground. 2 times the vehicles are on the ground. And 3 times the beam of light, there's a beam of light and the vehicle and someone lifted or lowered to the ground. Okay, in Luke chapter 2, verse 9, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the term angel of the Lord means resurrected individual of Jehovah, the species that made us. And they're male and female according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Let us make man after our likeness. And then verse 27, male and female made he them. So God's likeness is male and female in them. There's individuals, there's more than one example of Jehovah in our Bible. Look in section 5, chapter 3, my chapter on God. Back to Luke chapter 2, verse 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord, or the beam of light, shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. This will be the Muslims, the Chinese, the Russians, everybody, according to Isaiah chapter 56, verse 6 to 8. Verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now that's one example of the beam of light concerning Jesus' birth. There's two more examples of the beam of light that show that the beam of light's extremely bright. One in particular is Acts chapter 26, verse 13. Paul is describing something that happened in Acts chapter 9. He's describing it to the king. And what it says is, at midday, so this is when the sun's the brightest, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. So he's saying this is the beam of light. It had been it blinded him for 3 days. Now, if you want to see the rest of this, look on my Star Bethlehem page. There's maps there that show two maps have a north indicator on it, and you can tell that Bethlehem is south of Mount. It's almost, it's not quite 100% south, but it's pretty close. And there's two maps that show where Judea is, and all four of these maps put a dot for Bethlehem on it. There's also, I have web pages of mine that pertain of different categories about Jesus, including one which is real good, I like. There's 10 examples of people that are resurrected in the Bible, including Jesus. Some ate food after they were resurrected. Jesus ate food after he's resurrected. One more human ate food after they're resurrected, and Jesus told him to give a 12-year-old girl food after she was resurrected. And Lazarus doesn't say he ate food, but he sat at a table when they were eating food. And there's a whole lot of free stuff on my website to read. There's free Bibles. You can type in words to find stuff. If you speak other languages, read a file, how to use verse list to read my web pages. There's a cool audio device on my UFO talk show page. And like I said, most of my stuff's free. A few things you have to buy. There's only like two links, I think, of things you have to buy. You can download the thing on my UFO talk show page to use your hard drive like a cassette recorder to record music or interviews. You can download it free and try it out and then decide if you want to get it. And thank you, Jerry, for having me on your show. You have a real good show.